Welcome to SCOTUSCast, What is Work Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On October 8, 2014, the Supreme Court heard oral argument in Integrity Staffing Solutions v. Busk. This case concerns whether time employees spend undergoing mandatory security screenings after work is compensable under the Fair Labor Standards Act, as amended by the Portal to Portal Act, which clarifies that certain activities are generally not compensable working time under the Fair Labor Standards Act. To discuss the case, we have Karen Harned, who is the Executive Director of the National Federation of Independent Business Small Business Legal Center. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Ms. Harned.
Okay, so I guess it was 2 weeks ago the Supreme Court heard the case of Integrity Staffing versus Busk. And interestingly for our community, or actually just anybody that follows the Supreme Court, Paul Clement, who represented petitioners in that argument, presented his 75th argument to the Supreme Court that day. This was his 75th argument before them. To start this discussion, I thought I would just give you brief background on the laws at issue here. So it's the Fair Labor Standards Act, which was enacted in 1938, and it sets the standards for the basic minimum wage and overtime pay of time and a half that non-exempt employees who work more than 40 hours in a week will get. It applies to most private and public employers, and under the FLSA, all work is presumptively compensable. Well, I guess it was 8 short years after the FLSA was enacted in 1946, the Supreme Court ruled in a case called Anderson versus Mount Clemens Pottery Company that preliminary work activities that were controlled by the employer and for the employer's benefit were also compensable. So Congress, reacting to that, and I'm sure an aggressive lobbying push from businesses, in 1947 enacted what is called the Portal to Portal Act. And among other things, that law said that travel to and from work was incident to employment and not compensable by the employer. In 1956, in Steiner versus Mitchell, the Supreme Court considered the scope of the Portal to Portal Act. And in that decision, the court said that the Portal to Portal Act only required compensation for tasks that are in, quote, integral and indispensable part of the principal activities for which covered workmen are employed, end quote. So that brings us to today, and I'm sure you've heard along the years, maybe, if you follow the court, of, you know, donning and doffing cases concerning whether or not employees are to be compensated for putting on clothing and other protective equipment for their jobs or not. And honestly, the case law on that is not, it's gone both ways. But in this case, Integrity Staffing came up from a Ninth Circuit decision reversing the district court decision that dismissed a lawsuit that two former employees of Integrity Staffing Solutions brought, Jesse Busk and Lori Castro, and they brought this as part of a class action lawsuit against Integrity. Integrity Staffing provides warehouse space and staffing to clients like Amazon.com. And Busk and Lori both worked in warehouses in Nevada, filling orders placed by Amazon.com customers. At the end of each day, all the workers had to clear a security checkpoint. Much like we all do when we fly, employees had to remove their keys, wallets, belts, and pass through a metal detector and also submit to a search. The whole process could take up to 25 minutes. In 2010, Busk and Castro sued Integrity, arguing this violated the Fair Labor Standards Act as well as Nevada state labor laws. The district court dismissed the complaint, saying clearing security was not compensable. The Ninth Circuit reversed the district court's dismissal with regard to the post-preliminary security screening process. The Ninth ruled that the district court should have determined whether the security screenings were, quote, integral and indispensable, end quote, to the employee's work under the Fair Labor Standards Act, rather than just dismissing the suit out of hand. Additionally, the Ninth Circuit concluded that the purpose of the screening, which was to prevent employee theft, quote, stems from the nature of the employee's work, end quote, which entailed, quote, access to merchandise, end quote. In its petition for cert, Integrity noted that the Ninth Circuit's decision was in conflict with decisions in the Second and the Eleventh Circuits. Both of those had held security screenings were not compensable under the Portal to Portal Act. In fact, the Second Circuit said that security screenings were the modern paradigm of activities covered by the Portal to Portal Act. In its petition for cert, Integrity argued that if the Ninth Circuit decision were allowed to stand, it could impose massive retroactive liability on employers. The Supreme Court granted review of the case, specifically asking whether time spent undergoing security clearances is compensable under the Fair Labor Standards Act as amended by the Portal to Portal Act. So the players, as I mentioned, Integrity was represented by Paul Clement. Interestingly, the federal government, represented by Curtis Gannon, weighed in on the side of Integrity staffing in this case. It noted the interest of the Department of Labor in enforcing and interpreting the FLSA and Portal to Portal Act regulations, and it noted the U.S. interest as an employer of employees covered by the FLSA who were required to go through physical security checks in many settings. The employees were represented by Mark Thierman from Reno, Nevada. So this oral argument actually ended up being more interesting than a lot of people, I think, predicted because of the hypos. And no sooner did Clement get out his first few words than Kagan introduced one talking about the bank teller that deals with the cash register or the casino dealer who closes out. And 20 minutes of that work, that can take 20 minutes. And doing that is an anti-theft-related purpose. Is that the same, she asked. And Clement, with a strong assist from Scalia, noted that those activities are part of the job. He distinguished them in that way. He said that courts have struggled with preliminary and post-preliminary activities that occur at the workstation, but they have generally not struggled with activities occurring after you've left the workstation and are going to the door, as is the case in this instance. Then Ginsburg chimed in and said, isn't it relevant that because there aren't enough security checkers, it's taking 25 minutes to get through? And Clement noted that, first of all, that was an allegation that had not been proven and that it really wasn't a uniform 25 minutes in any regard. But he said, regardless of that, it is irrelevant because time spent generally is not a factor in these portal-to-portal cases. Mount Clemens, for example, did not treat time spent punching in and out as compensable under portal to portal, and he noted that if they had, the first one in would have been paid 8 minutes more than others, so you can easily see how this would be unfair because you couldn't uniformly apply it across all employees that are standing in line to get in or out of work. Sotomayor asked Clement if a principal activity of work was that the work the employee is doing is benefiting the employer. And Clement responded by saying that work under the FLSA, the Fair Labor Standards Act, includes most any activity that benefits the employer. But he stressed that the Portal to Portal Act created an exception for preliminary and post-preliminary activities. So the first step is to analyze whether or not an activity is pre- or post-preliminary, and then you ask whether or not it's integral and indispensable to a principal activity of that employee's work. Clement argued that security screenings, of course, don't meet that test, in his opinion. Kennedy questioned why the employer couldn't just hire some more screeners. And Clement responded that you can almost always argue in these instances that the employer could do more. Scalia jumped in with an example of forcing the employer to move his factory closer to the city and to its workers, which demonstrated the potential slippery slope of that argument. During Assistant Solicitor General Gannon's argument for the government, there was a lot of discussion between Kennedy and Kagan in particular regarding whether or not it was relevant that the security screenings were done for the benefit of the employer. Gannon noted that they likely were, but again went back to Clement's point that the screenings were exempt from compensation under the Portal to Portal Act. Thierman argued for the petitioners that the question was whether or not the screenings were a principal activity, not whether or not they were integral to the job. He seemed to define principal activity as anything that the employer tells you to do, and he wanted to limit the Portal to Portal Act exceptions to checking in and checking out. He kept on noting that this extra stage of providing security screenings was the straw that was on the camel's back, that now you're, if you let this go, you'll just be able to, you know, the court will be basically giving employers the right to continue to add on to that egress process, if you will. Roberts noted that the employer does not hire the employees to go through screening and that is not their purpose at work. In an exchange with Scalia, Thierman wanted to distinguish between the overall function of a job, which was, in this case, moving merchandise without losing it, and certain tasks workers are hired to perform. He said, when you look at an overall function, security screenings fit into that. He said that the principal activity doesn't mean important. It just means one of your job tasks. So since screenings are a job task, they are a principal function, and they must be compensated under the FLSA and not exempt under the Portal to Portal Act. There also was a long discussion regarding drug testing, and that really seemed to be Thierman's best case because he was trying to analyze the idea of drug testing and, you know, the honesty of employees with regards to that and security screenings. And drug testing has been ruled to be compensable under the Fair Labor Standards Act. But on rebuttal, Clement said that he distinguished that, saying that, again, this doesn't, unlike drug testing, this happens on the way out the door, that if you, again, on Portal to Portal Act exemptions, if you were not to have that, you would be incentivizing people to get to the back of the line so that they could get paid more. He said also that just because an employer, this is Clement again, just because an employer requires you to do something like go through screening, that doesn't make it compensable, because otherwise then you would have no activity that qualified for the exemptions that were explicitly laid out in the Portal to Portal Act. So that is my summary of the case and of argument.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. For more episodes of SCOTUSCast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.